Van patronással, mert gondol vannak ilyen volt. Another thing, which of course we find in the Shastra also, but may have difficulties to understand, that Vaishnavas can't be fit into this Vanashram system just in the same way as others. Now what that means, we may, or some of us who, for whom it is, such things are important, think it makes Vaishnava superior, you know, independent of the entire Vanashram system, which means we can do anything we want, be anything we want, and be it better than anyone else. But I think it rather means that, yeah, if you're really a devotee, someone who dedicated your life to the service of God, and you just say, well, now I just do what you want me to do. Well, that's what me and others I know have been kind of repeating as a mantra throughout our lives. Without that, you could hardly make it out there on street Sankirtan. At least not people like me. So yeah, we call it surrender. But it really means that then Krishna can take over and use you for anything Krishna wants to use you for, and also give you ability to do it. Therefore you might sometimes find devotees, we found it a lot in ISKCON, probably still there, who do one thing and do it well, and then whoops, jump over to a completely different kind of varna, as we would say it, quote unquote, doing that good as well. And if someone tries to sit there and figure out which varna do you belong to, I'm getting bewildered. It's as if when you become a devotee, if you actually surrender like that, then you kind of slip outside of this Vanasha, because you are simply, well, you know, Sarvadharma Parityayamamikam Sharanamaja. You're giving yourself to Krishna, and Krishna takes care personally. So then all the dharmas, the Vanasha and Dharma, is of less, how to say, significance. It's less hardwired into the character of a person who is surrendering as a devotee of God. Makes sense, doesn't it?